This is Apollo 11 interview number 2 with Dr. John Clark. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, moon landing. That's the objective for astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin as they prepare for perhaps man's greatest journey. A critical part of the upcoming mission will be the job of tracking and communicating with the spacecraft and men throughout the flight. This responsibility is that of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, where John Clark is director. We ask Dr. Clark to describe the international aspects of the Apollo Tracking and Communications Network.
About half of the capital equipment of the Goddard Space Flight Center is located in our remote sites, on land, on the seas, in the person of the Apollo tracking ships, and in the air in terms of the Apollo aircraft. The countries involved with these individual stations and with the communications that pass through additional countries certainly must number into the dozens. And in many cases, wherever possible, these stations are manned by the nationals of the company of the country concerned. A very good example of this is Australia, a country dedicated to the space program, just as interested in it as we are. The whole staff of the Australian stations, both the Deep Space Network, the Apollo Network, and the STATAN Network, that's the Unmanned Space Tracking and Data Acquisition Network, all of these stations are manned by Australians. There are no stations of which we are more proud, no stations that are better managed. And when you get right down to it, in this area as in many others, it's truly an international activity. A very effective one.
Director of the Goddard Space Flight Center, Dr. John Clark. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, on escape from the launch pad in the event of trouble. This is Willard Scott speaking.